We have three mayors joining us for our whip round this morning because officially at the moment, I understand there actually is no mayor for the Southern Grampians Shire. I believe they will be electing a new mayor this evening, but we will still talk to the three current mayors who we have here in the southwest this morning, beginning with Councillor Jacinta Imakora, Mayor of Warrnambool. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Jeremy.
Now, we were talking a moment ago about the passing of David Jones. How would you describe his legacy and perhaps the role that he played in Warrnambool?
Well, I think his story is very well known across the community in Warrnambool, and the impact of Fletcher Jones, his father, and David and Isabel's legacy for the community is still felt today, not just through the Jones Foundation, but also the Fletcher Jones Gardens that are still there today, heritage listed, to acknowledge not just the beauty and age of that facility there, but also the contribution of the Jones family. The other unique characteristic that I think was a contribution to Warrnambool was the structure of the business that David's father put in place, which was more of a cooperative model and provided an opportunity for all of those up to 1,200 workers to receive some of the profits of the business. And that spirit, in a sense, was played out by David through his contributions to many good causes within our community and within our district, not just in the arts, but also in disadvantaged communities. And also his wife Isabel was very, very active with the Friends of the Botanic Gardens. It's a very long list, really.
Yeah, indeed, yeah. Many facets of local life, I guess, that he was involved in and contributed to. Perhaps many that people wouldn't be aware of, but a chance, as we were discussing earlier, for people to gather on Friday afternoon at the Warrnambool Art Gallery at around 4 p.m. to perhaps learn more of that and celebrate more of that as well. Now, you've also been re-elected, of course, for a second term as mayor. Was there any competition to your election? Did anybody else put their hand up?
No, I was elected unanimously, and I'm very, very honoured and thrilled, really, to serve Warrnambool for another term.
And what do you see as being perhaps the main challenges then for the next 12 months?
Well, there's just, you know, I took the opportunity to look through what we had done this year, and we certainly had a bit of a pay dirt year in terms of major land use planning, with the industrial land amendment completed, which, once Horn Road is completed, will trigger around about 400 jobs over the next few years. And likewise, the north of the Merai structure plan and the completion of the Harbour Pavilion and a full year's work on the entertainment centre and a lot of disability access works along the foreshore. So it's been a terrific year, really, and a lot of the work that's done for that is done in the years leading up to it. But it's always terrific to celebrate those things. But in the year ahead, there are also more challenges and things to celebrate as well. We do still need to focus on our provision of car parking in our city. We need to advocate for funding from state and federal government for the construction of Horn Road. We will be completing our entertainment centre and providing it with a brand new name. And also my personal view is that we need to have a look at our public toilet provision in Warrnambool. In my view, it doesn't perhaps match the high standard of appearance and cleanliness and pride that we have as a community in our city.
All right, so a few things there that we'll no doubt talk more about over the coming year then.
Yeah.
And now another thing, of course, which is looming as well, is the sale yards. You've put out an expression of interest for a new sale yard, which sounds very broad. So are you just testing the water at this stage, perhaps, to see who might be out there and what ideas they might have?
Yes, council is wanting to know what the level of interest is for investment in private investment in sale yards within the vicinity of Warrnambool. The main goal of the process is to ensure the future of livestock selling within or within the vicinity of Warrnambool, and even perhaps to facilitate expansion of that. At the moment, we have sale yards that are being very, very quickly consumed and surrounded by the growth of our city. And so we need to, we're in a position where we really need to look to the future. And council's policy is that it doesn't necessarily need to be the operator, but it certainly wants to play a role of ensuring the future of our livestock selling within our municipality or very close by.
All right, an issue which I'm sure will once again probably prove controversial as it progresses, and I'm sure we'll talk more about that as well. Councillor Jacinta Macora, thanks again. We'll talk to you next Wednesday morning.
Thank you, Jeremy.
Councillor Jacinta Mayor there of Warrnambool. We'll move on now to, sorry, I'm pressing the wrong buttons here this morning. We'll move on now to Councillor Jim Dukas, who is the Mayor of Moyne. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Jeremy.
Now, your mayoral elections, you must be one of the last councils, are you, to re-elect a mayor?
We must be, next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday. Now, you'll be putting your hand up again, I understand?
Yes, I've declared myself available for the mayoral position.
And has anybody else expressed interest as well?
No one's come out directly and told me that they are running, but I believe there'll be a few put their hand up.
All right. So there could be a bit of a contest looming for next Tuesday's meeting?
I think we've always had a bit of a contest in Moyne.
Right. Well, we'll look forward to seeing what the outcome is. Hopefully next Wednesday morning we'll be able to speak to the successor, yes, or perhaps to yourself again, who knows. Now, a couple of other issues. The Wongoom tip has closed, but sounds like there are still some questions there around its potential future. What's Council's position on what's happened there?
Well, it has closed, Jeremy, as you've said, and fortunately the community out there wanted to get some sort of a 3-month reprieve, if not 2 years. But that didn't come to pass. We've talked to Steve Johnson, the owner of the tip, etc. But you know, the final result is the tip has closed, and there's nothing we can do about reopening it now. So there's letters going out. I think it's a 10-kilometre radius to all the residents within 10 k's, and that'll be followed by a 15 and a 20 k radius. The letter will indicate to those if they want to use a curbside collection, etc., or where the other nearest tips are.
So as far as you're concerned, there's no potential to reopen the facility?
No, it's gone. It's now it's closed. It's virtually impossible to reopen it.
All right. Now, you also had a little bit of information for us this morning about gauze eradication, I understand.
Yes. There's a dollar-for-dollar funding, and this project is run by Miss Lizette Mill, and the funding is for the eradication of gauze. Now, there is a short time frame to register, which is the 19th of December, and it's mainly to do with the Moyne, Hopkins, Merai and Drysdale Creek areas, and it's in conjunction with the CMA. So gauze is becoming a real problem out there, and this is a small way of starting to eradicate that gauze problem.
Is it something which most people would be aware of if they're faced with that problem?
Oh, yes, a lot of farmers do have an issue with gauze, and any help, even if it's just dollar for dollar, will help go towards the eradication. It's not something you can eradicate overnight. I think they tell me the seeds hang around for about 25 years. It's hard to kill and causes a lot of issues, but this is a small start, and hopefully that if there are any farmers listening or their wives or children, to either ring the CMA or ring the Moyne Shire office, and register their name and someone will follow up.
All right. Councillor Jim Dukas, thanks again. And we may speak with you next Wednesday, or if not, perhaps at some point in the future.
Thank you.
All right. And if we don't, thanks again very much for all your contributions as well as Mayor over the past
12 months. It's been a pleasure. All the very best for Christmas.
Lovely. And to you as well, Councillor Jim Dukas there, Mayor of Moyne Shire. And we'll finish this morning in Glenelg Shire with Councillor Gilbert Wilson, who has been re-elected as Mayor. Councillor Gilbert Wilson, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jeremy.
You've returned to the role. This is your, third go at Mayor, is it?
It's third term, yes.
So what made you want to put your hand up again for another go?
Well, I'm very passionate about our Shire, and particularly one of the bigger projects that we're starting is the Portland Harbour project, and I'm wanting to make sure that that is well on the way to being constructed before this council ends its term. I'm also keen to see and passionate about the Castleton Child and Family Complex to get that underway before this council finishes up its terms.
Mm. And as Mayor, do you obviously feel that you have a bit more sway perhaps in pushing those things through?
I don't know about sway, but you're a lot more informed of where things are, what's being holding up, or I may get the chance to sort of push some slow areas, but I don't think they'd listen.
Right. So certainly a couple of big projects there that you mentioned. Are there any other things perhaps looming, or things which you particularly might be wanting to focus on over the next 12 months?
Well, one of the other areas of the Castleton airstrip, that's a very important airstrip for emergency aircraft, and we're trying to upgrade that. So we'll be working on getting the funding for that as well.
Mm. Now, you mentioned the Portland Harbour project there, and I think last week the final part of the $6 million was confirmed for that first stage. So everything pretty much in place then for that project at this stage?
All the funding is now secured for the Portland Harbour plan, and we're very pleased to have Minister Napthine, the Ports Minister, come and announce that late last week. Now, the $1.49 million, which was the last of the funding we're hoping to get, was from the Boating Safety and Facilities Program. And this will allow us to get a move on. It will complete the whole of Stage 1 in the harbour plan, and that includes the four-lane boat ramp, a 70-berth floating marina, vehicle and boat trailer parking, as well as an overflow parking and community space.
And if people would like perhaps a clearer idea of what that means, there will be a photo, I understand, that will be a part of the next community news, which is coming out next week.
That's correct, and there'll be a lot more information in the community news for the residents to read up and see what council's been on about with the harbour plan.
All right, which makes it a bit clearer as well, just what exactly might change there. Now, your 2011 Inclusive Business Awards were also announced last week, and we won't go through all the winners this morning, but once again, or this was the first time that you've held these awards, is that correct?
That's correct. It is the first time, and I'm very, very pleased that council were able to go through this process. It's one that that highlights the requirement of inclusiveness in our community. And I will mention the overall joint winners we had for the Inclusive Business of the Year Award were the Castleton Food Works and the Port and Worth Skills Incorporated. Now, there was one employee of the year who was a very, very excited winner, and that was Christian Starrick of the Portland YMCA.
Mm-hmm.
He has a disability, but he works very, very hard and is really well accepted at the YMCA. So and it was kept as a big surprise for him on the day.
Oh, very nice. So yeah, a great initiative, and something which I know some other councils get involved in as well. So good to see it happening in Glenelg. Councillor Gilbert Wilson, thanks again, and we will look forward to talking to you over the coming 12 months, including next week, of course.
Thanks, Jeremy.